G'day, I'm Kevin Sanders, and welcome to the Business Architecture Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about all things business architecture so that business owners can truly get on the front foot and start creating more time in their life to do the things they want, build reliable cash flow to do those things with, drive scalable value into the marketplace while allowing them to step back and ultimately architect the business of their dreams. So without further ado, let's get into this next episode. In this episode of the Business Architecture Podcast, I go through some of the theory behind why ISO 9001 probably shouldn't be followed to the word of the document itself. We've got to conduct business in alignment with the requirements of it, but it's actually written for our non-failure, not for our success. And I go through some of the theory and the philosophy behind ISO 9001 that takes me to that conclusion. Knowing that, though, allows us to understand exactly how to build our ISO 9001 certified businesses so that we can start to really get some great value out of them. So this is an audio extract out of a YouTube video, and I hope you get some value out of this, and there'll be more of this kind of thing coming. And I really look forward to being able to share more ideas and using this podcast as a bit of a platform for you to get good value. So enjoy this episode, and I look forward to talking with you in the next one. There seems to be a very common kind of conception around ISO management systems and how they're implemented into organizations and how they tend to feel like they're not real valuable. They don't really justify their cost in time and effort or money. They don't tend to feel like they're driving a lot of value in a business. And most of all, it can often feel like a bit more of a distraction. It can actually just be more of a burden than anything else. And it's annoying when you've got these auditors that are coming, and then you've got to go through that mad panic of your internal audits and getting all your document reviews done and your process reviews done, and you've got to do a management meeting, and you've got to talk about these things and have someone minute them, and you've got to be able to show and demonstrate some kind of something where you've improved something in the business. And there's all these things that you've got to do year in, year out for the auditors when they're coming. And that's quite often the worst reason to do all of this stuff. But on the other hand, you can't go without it because you have to have it. There's customers out there who are competing against you. Sorry, there are competitors out there who are competing against you, and they're vying for the same package of work that you might be. And they're certified, and you've got to have this thing in order to be able to win that work. And so it's important to have on the one hand, but it's a pain in the ass to have on the other. And so what I want to do is talk about how we go about making sure that we can drive more value in our businesses from our management systems. And I've got my assistant here, but he's gonna have a snooze on the couch while we talk about this because it's so riveting. But this is actually really important. In all seriousness, this is really important. And the first thing we've got to understand is why we're disadvantaged from the start. These ISO systems, these international standards, they are not written for your success. In fact, they are written for your non-failure. Now, what does that mean? I've got to just defend that for just a touch. This is a little bit polarizing, a little bit sort of contrarian, but they're not. They're absolutely not. When we look at what they're actually called, I mean, there's ISO standard. ISO comes from the Greek word ISOS. That's what the International Organization for Standardization says. Standard's actually in the word of that organization. But ISOS means equal in Greek. And so we've got ISO, or equal, and then standard. Well, I mean, standard can be used as an adjective and a noun. But when you look at the definition of those two words in those two contexts, they actually mean the same thing. It's all about the average, the equal, the benchmark, the normal. And so what we've got is we've got these international, global, big, every country, benchmark, equal, average. And that's what ISOS is all about. It's all about that equal. And then you've got to wonder, well, hang on, why do big entities, government, big prime contractors like your construction firms and things like that, why do they require companies and their supply chains and their subcontractors, why do they require these companies to have their ISO 9001 certifications? And it's not because that they want you to be highly successful. That's not it at all. They don't care if you hit 10 out of 10 goals at 100% and you're making 3x revenue every single year, year on year, quarter on quarter. They don't care for any of that. What these companies and the government want is to make sure that you don't fail when they engage you. They bring you into their supply chain or their subcontract chain. They don't want you to not deliver on what you have to, because that then impacts them. So to them, ISO 9001 is a risk mitigation formula to make sure, as far as reasonably practicable, that you don't not deliver on your agreement. They want to make sure that you're going to deliver. And 9001 is a great way in order to do that. And so their context is ISO 9001 is a standard for not failure, which is the equal for the global community of companies, of which there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, that have this certified standard. And yet, it's not valuable. It feels like a burden. This is a really, really big problem. It costs companies a hell of a lot of cash. It costs companies stupid amounts of time and stupid amounts of effort for not much value in return. And so what we've got to do is turn that around. We've got to stop thinking about this thing as a standard for non-failure. We may not even been thinking that, but that's exactly what it is. It is the global benchmark for non-failure. But you get what you focus on. You don't, if you focus on not failing, you're not necessarily going to achieve high amounts of success. And so that's why these companies implementing this thing, they're building a system for non-failure, not building a system for success. So the very first thing we've got to do is actually change the focus and where we're putting our attention around onto making sure we're building the business, not implementing the standard. If we focus on building the business as opposed to implementing the standard, we can then start to open the conversation and engage every single stakeholder in the business and point them in the direction of making sure this business is highly, highly successful, not just achieving the minimum requirement. And then we can start to engage all the stakeholders, the leadership, executive teams, the boards, and even other people in the business that may not always be engaged by 9001, we can start to bring them into that process. Your finance team, your HR team, your marketing team, all these other people that sit there that ordinarily wouldn't get involved, when they absolutely should be and have to be, in my opinion, they must be, but we can start to engage them in the process, because now we've got a way to be able to make it relevant for them and everyone else in between. So that's the first thing, is we've got to focus on building the business, not implementing a standard. And if we focus on doing that, then we start to set ourselves up a lot better for those huge amounts of successes. And in fact, I actually say you can 5x, you can 10x, you can 20x, insert your number here, X, your company, using ISO 9001, because it's a framework that shows you exactly what to do if you just take that different kind of perspective of it. And that's the key. So yeah, we're going to do a lot more videos around this. I think there's a lot of content to start generating. This is quite freestyly. I'm sitting on my couch and I have my dogs with me, and hopefully this is now starting to punch through that message, so that people out there like yourself watching this, you get some value out of this, and then you can get some value for the company out of having 9001, and the whole world is then much better place. So we'll see you in the next video.
Hey there, thanks for listening to this episode of the Business Architecture Podcast. As the owner of a business, I've got no doubt that you will have figured out that knowledge isn't actually power, it's potential power. And the most powerful thing we can do with knowledge is to take action with it. So with that being said, as questions have come up for you around how to take any action with or implement anything from this episode, please feel free to connect with me and I'll do my very best to answer those questions for you. You can find me on LinkedIn under my name, Kevin Sanders, or you can look me up in my profile, which is Your Excellence on LinkedIn as well. Also, don't forget to bookmark or favorite this podcast so that you can be made aware of when a new episode goes live. And of course, if you happen to know any other business owners that are doing it tough, they're frantic, they're anxious, cash flow poor, or on the other side of that, they just really want to unleash their business, please do a good thing and share this with them so that they can get the benefit from it too. I don't bite, but I do grow businesses, so I look forward to speaking with you soon.